I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. British officials aren't afraid to call the recent attack in Brussels an act of terror, but they draw the line at genocide. Earlier this week, the British government denied a bill similar to the one that the U.S. passed, which says Christians and other minorities are targeted by ISIS. When it comes to the genocide debate,
there's a role for governments and UN. There's also a role for Christians.
Even if government action delays, Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission says your action doesn't have to.
The whole declaration of genocide is a call for Christians to pray and to ask, how do we show love for the refugees and displaced people? We can help them in very concrete ways and begin to give them hope to help them gain a normalcy in their lives and not always be waiting on handouts.
Meanwhile, God is opening doors in Central America that have been shut for quite some time. Hillary Hershey with Vision Beyond Borders.
The Christians in the Central American countries, they are not offered a lot of freedoms based off of their government. And so a lot of their jobs don't offer much income. But the good thing is that the church is still growing, and despite their circumstances, they're just prospering in their hope in the Lord.
To help support them, Vision Beyond Borders serves these Central American churches through short-term mission trips and its pastors program. It helps support pastors so they can keep serving God. On average, pastors in this country only make about $20 a month, but for less than a cup of coffee a day, you can help. Get the details you need at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.